This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Into the second hour of this live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Last hour, we had talked to Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com about his idea that American secessionists should be getting in touch with the Russian consulates to kind of reopen the channels of discussion between Americans and Russia if the U.S. government is going to be shutting them down. And that led to a larger discussion about from whom are you willing to accept assistance in your activism community? Meaning, you know, if you are somebody who wants to change things in the world, and a lot of some of our listeners are not all of them. Many of our listeners are just, you know, on the radio listening to something. But we do have a large libertarian listenership, and you know, they would like to see things change. So if you're going to be, if you're going to be offered money from a source that comes with strings attached, that brings problems along with it. I don't like that idea. I don't like the idea of being beholden to some other organization, whether it be the Russian government or whether it be, you know, some other group. So let's say like the Koch brothers. There's a lot of accusations thrown at certain libertarians or liberty organizations like, oh, you accept Koch money. And, you know, it's one thing to accept money from the Koch brothers. It's another thing to accept money and strings attached to it. So I got to say, if it became a choice between, okay, well, the Koch brothers are going to offer me $50,000 to, you know, for you know, some project that I'm working on. Let's just keep on secession here to the secession movement, which I don't think Koch would do because I don't have any indication they're in favor of that. But let's just say that's what they were doing. Here's $50,000 for your secession groups in New Hampshire, but you have to take these political positions first. Like, you as a secession group would have to argue for these specific Koch-approved politics. Whereas if the Russian government came in and said, we'll give you a $50,000 check, just keep doing what you're doing. Would you take the Koch money, or would you take the Russian government money, or would you take neither?
Yeah, I think I would say that the Russian brand in the United States is probably more sullied than the Koch brand. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this is the Koch brothers as opposed to Koch the beverage.
K-O-C-H.
Yeah, K-O-C-H. It has nothing, Koch, whatever. But it's pronounced Koch. I'd say that the Russian brand is more sullied, and that's a little disturbing, but it seems like every Democratic talk show host out there is on RT, and I don't think they're really messing with them as far as
content,
not from what I can tell.
And I have heard, now I don't know if it's true, but I have heard that Koch money does tend to come with strings attached to it. So, you know, to me, that's worse than just, you know, a check for you've done a good job. Congratulations. I wouldn't have a problem doing it. Johnny Ray, you were asking, though, about other organizations in the last hour, and we never really had a chance to get into that conversation on the air. So did you want to talk about that?
Yeah. This is a topic that the libertarians talk about all the time, about would you work for the government?
Mm-hmm.
Would you? And to answer your question, I definitely prefer the RT situation with the no strings attached. The way that I look at it, I asked you, would you be a high school? Would you teach a class at the local high school? Because that just to me seems so repellent, and it seems like something that you would not do. But you've reached out to the high schoolers, and if you could have a situation where you went into the high school and you could talk to the students and say whatever you wanted,
if I weren't banned from the high school. Yeah, well, I've actually, in the past, in Florida, when I was with the Libertarian Party down there, one of my friends was a teacher at one of the government high schools, and she invited me to come speak to her class. Now, that's different than working for the high school. I wasn't getting paid to go and show up there, but I did get to show up and say whatever it is I wanted to in front of this government high school class, and we had a discussion, so I talked about the Libertarian Party at that time, and this was a long time ago. This was 15, 16 years ago. And had a good discussion with the students after that. Lots of good questions and things. So did I benefit from the fact that the school existed? Sure. I was able to speak to a class that otherwise I wouldn't have necessarily been able to speak to. And that was because my libertarian friend had taken that job in that high school. So had she not had that job, had she said, well, I can't work for a government school, then I never would have had the chance to bring that presentation to that school. And she certainly did her own, you know, work with that class. And
no one has ever made a compelling argument to me that taking money in the form of a paycheck from a government agency is somehow more or less abhorrent than, say, driving on a government road.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you want to, and I'm of the opinion that that there's nothing unlibertarian about working for the government. You don't,
unless you're actually the cop cracking heads and threatening people.
I think that there's place for libertarian police officers. I was taught about the ideas of liberty initially by law enforcement officers.
I think that I would rather have libertarians as officers because they're more likely to look the other way on certain crimes, for sure. But if all you're doing is what you're told, then that's not going to help.
I think that,
as a cop.
Yeah, I think that there's some, at some point, right?
If you're going on drug raids, then you're doing bad things.
Right, I don't really care whether or not you're a libertarian if you're on the SWAT team.
Yeah.
But I get that if your paycheck's doubled for it, I can see why you'd be motivated. I don't know. I'm much more concerned with the person who's working, the teacher, the social worker who's working with family services. There's a whole variety of people who've contacted me throughout the years, somehow wanting my priestly absolution for their work, and they don't need it from me.
I won't say who it is, but I will tell you this, that when we used to have Social Sundays, it's a local event here in Keene for libertarians in the area, when we used to have it over at a bar called McHugh's, they're out of business now, the guy retired, that's why it closed down, but there was actually a guy at the bar who talked to me once, and it turns out he is a higher up in the Keene City government. Now, I will not say who he is or for which government bureaucrat or bureaucracy he works for, but he does work in the Keene City government, and he's a fan. I mean, he had nothing but nice things to say about the activism that is going on here. He is not a big fan of big government, and he works for the government. So, I would.
It's like Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation.
Probably, yeah. I don't know how much he lets on with his coworkers, but that's what he told me, and that was cool. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with people working for the state, especially in roles that would likely exist in the absence of the state, like teacher or salting the roads or something like that.
Or police officer or fireman.
Right.
Because of who I am, I have my own distaste for...
Well, you actually did work for them.
For who?
Oh, yeah.
The military. That's right. I was in the Department of the Navy with the Marine Corps, so right. I did. But I changed my mind about those things then.
Sure.
At the time, I thought, well, let's see. It's best characterized by my feelings about the Iraq War, which happened after I got out.
Oh, okay.
I was in...
The second Iraq War.
Yeah. I was in that peaceful window, that relatively peaceful window between Desert Shield and Desert Storm. But I thought that... I'm getting a little far afield of our topic right now. I want to get back to it. I think that the soldiers and the police would identify with the phrase tip of the spear. They're the ones when the rubber hits the road, they're the ones doing the work of the state, which is cowing people at home and abroad.
Everybody, the hardest one to work for.
Yeah.
Those organizations.
So I have my own reasons why I wouldn't want to be a high school teacher, but I don't hold it against a high school teacher because high school teachers aren't out there making revenue for the state by cracking skulls.
That's right. Or threatening people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I totally agree, and I think we've covered that issue. Is there more?
No, I will complete my thought about Desert Storm.
Sure.
I thought that the military, that our actions would create a democracy next to Israel, and it would be good for the world, even though it wasn't.
Yeah, I remember you thinking that too.
Yeah, even though it wasn't.
Didn't work out, huh?
It wasn't.
No, turns out.
It wouldn't happen by my libertarian ideals, but I thought the world would be a better place, but it wasn't in any way, shape, or
turns
form.
Turns out there are consequences for aggression. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. The toll-free number, again, 855-450-FREE. Skype username, lrn.fm. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here and bring up anything you want to discuss. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
How would you like to try the best pillow you'll ever use risk-free for 60 days? You can do that with My Pillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Mark and I have both been using the MyPillow for the past several months, and it's been fantastic. You might even say it's the best pillow you've ever had, but try it for yourself. Go to MyPillow.com, code FTL. Don't take our word for it. Give it a shot. See if it works out for you. You got 60 days to figure it out. If you don't like it, of course, you can ship it back to them, and they will give you your money back, minus whatever the shipping charge is. So, really, there's almost no risk to this whatsoever. I mean, there's a chance that this could help you sleep better and less painfully, or eliminate the pain that you might be having. So it's worth a shot. Certainly a better, smarter idea financially to try a new pillow out before you go change out an entire mattress. And in addition, the MyPillow is actually washable, so you can keep it clean over the years, which you can't do with any other pillow I've ever seen. So you can actually put it in your washer and your dryer. Pretty cool product, and they really stand behind it with a 10-year warranty. And again, that 60-day money-back guarantee. You can also use code FTL. In fact, you better use code FTL, or we don't get credit, and you don't get the special offer for Free Talk Live listeners, which is... one pillow at half price or two for the price of one. It's up to you how many you want. Go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL to get yours.
Ian, you remember earlier in the show when I said I was done talking about that thing?
Which thing?
The thing about which jobs it's okay for a libertarian to have.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you? I think the most extreme of, say, your side of the argument, if you want to put it on two sides, you being more open to taking money from someone if you know that you yourself are going to do something good with it.
Yeah, I don't mind if even if a libertarian takes welfare. I mean, you paid into the system. Why not take the money back out?
Walter Block is he's a Mises, one of these Mises scholars. Mm-hmm. He's always buddying around with those guys down there. He takes that view to the extreme, and he posits the libertarian Nazi concentration camp executioner. Where,
whoa, he says it's okay to do that job?
If you can go in and kill people, but you know that you kill less people than the guy who would be in your place,
oh boy,
then you're doing good.
I can't agree with that. I don't think you could argue that you're doing good by killing people any amount.
In the black and white, the numbers, calculations, I don't really have an argument. But libertarianism, for me, one of the great things about it is it's a guide for good behavior. Mm-hmm. You can evaluate things on simple terms, and you can make the right decisions even when you're confused about something.
Based on the principle of non-aggression, applying that principle across the board or as consistently as possible.
Yeah, and natural laws.
If you're killing people on order of somebody, then you're violating that principle, even if the body count under your tutelage is lower than it would otherwise be. So, Mark, what do you think about that?
Do you want a lower body count?
I don't want to have any responsibility for taking innocent life.
Oh, I'm not claiming that you should take responsibility. I'm just asking.
If you are a libertarian in that position for whatever reason, or you've taken a job and then all of a sudden they tell you, now your job is to, you know, kill people. Like, you didn't realize that was what it was going to be. You thought you were going to be a guard at a prison or something, right? Like, then they give you a rifle and they tell you to start executing people. I would say the only libertarian, there are a couple of options for the libertarian in that circumstance to adhere to their principles. One, to refuse to participate and accept whatever the consequence is, whether it's getting fired or killed or put in a prison cell, or further, you could turn the gun on the person who ordered you to kill.
I don't think that there is anything inherently anti-libertarian about a death penalty. Certainly the idea...
Whoa. We're talking about prison camp full of innocent people here, right? Like Jewish people. That was what you were sort of referencing there.
Concentration camp.
Just because there's a death penalty for a certain type of person does not make that okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
You were talking about a death penalty in relation to actually committing a crime, right?
Yeah, Look, so you've got on one hand you have the executioner that kills all of the group A, whatever group A is, and the other hand you have the executioner that refuses to kill young people of group A. I guess that the question
you don't
is,
get to do that. You understand that, right? Like, you don't get to refuse an order like that. You don't get to just say to your higher ups, "Oh no, I'm not going to follow that order."
I think that's
and
generally
still
true.
Have the job.
That's generally
so this,
true.
This scenario is ridiculous that Mr.
Agreed.
Block has come up with.
I do think that if you work within the system, sometimes you have opportunities to stop a bad thing from happening.
Sure, like killing the higher up who's ordering you to kill innocent people. That would stop it.
Yeah, well,
at least
they're
for
just
going to
replace that higher up with a higher up that's willing, or higher up and you now that's in prison in the concentration camp.
Or, like, setting the people free from the concentration camp would also be another option for you as well.
Yeah, you can work with the resistance to, be the one that sets them free. But
following the order to kill is not a libertarian
thing.
Things go
generally pretty poorly for the prison guard that helps the prisoners escape.
Plus, right, yes, there would be consequences for you not going along with tyranny. There are consequences for not being the bitch of the state, and if you are willing to actually make a difference in the world, you have to accept those consequences.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Or just cower and do what you're told.
I'm going to return to my statement that, 90-plus percent of the government jobs out there are acceptable for libertarians to hold. I get that there are some that aren't, and I was attempting to look at this. I like to look at both sides of a situation.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have to occupy an opinion in order to look at it.
Sure.
And talk about it. But I'm having a difficult time with the libertarian concentration camp guard.
Plus, another critique I have of Block's suggestion there is you can't ever compare really apples to oranges. So, while you could claim that, because I'm a libertarian, I will find a way to kill less people, well, you don't really have any idea what the body count would be in your absence.
It
may be the same.
That's kind of what I was getting at with libertarianism being a guide to correct behavior in the real world. You can't know what the results are going to be. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So you just don't go along and you don't kill.
Correct. You accept whatever the consequences are of not following through on the aggression of the state. And that could mean they kill you. That could mean they put you in a prison cell. It could mean they fire you. It's likely going to be one of those three options if you are already in some sort of government role of, working for the state in an, imprisoning sort of manner. I don't think it's necessarily wrong. Okay, I'll go this far. I'll say I don't think it's necessarily wrong for a libertarian to run, to work in a jail, to work in a prison environment. We've known some libertarians who've done that. That's a place where you're not actually killing anyone. You are carrying out the aggressive policies of the government, not as much as the police who've put the people in there, but at the same time, you aren't actually doing any physical damage to anybody in that particular role, and you can...
Other than, standing in the way of their freedom, I mean...
Well, that's correct.
But you can't give it to them either.
Right. But what you can do in that role is you really can have an influence on the overall structure and how prisoners are treated. Like, you would not necessarily be quiet if there was another guard who was abusing the prisoners, for instance. You could actually say something about that. You could put a stop to it. And we actually have I wouldn't call him a libertarian, but an anti-drug war prison warden here in Cheshire County.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here, toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting the show from, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. We've got Ricky on the line in Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Brother Ian. Brother Mark.
What's up,
Johnny Ray? Johnny Ray, pleasure to meet you.
Thank
Ricky
you.
From the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Go ahead, Ricky. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I happened to catch this show, and I heard Johnny Ray on there, and I wanted to talk to him a minute if I could. Is that okay there, Johnny Ray?
Go ahead.
All right. Now, I heard you talking here about your point of view. I wanted to throw this at you real quick, and I wanted to talk to you about this. Now, here's a unique situation. Now, imagine this. Here's a little answer to your point of view. Imagine if you took somebody that was a Democratic Republican, which would make them a, you know, anti-federalist, and that individual happened to be a deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania that had jurisdiction when it came to, you know, taking an oath. And the oath goes like this: on my honor, I swear to tell the truth and uphold the law. of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Then when you take the state and put that into perspective, how does that go with that point of view, considering that myself, I'm an enemy of the state, and the state is not my friend, and I really can't stand federalists?
Wow, that was so disjointed and confusing. Johnny Ray, did you understand any of that?
I don't know the difference between a federalist and an anti-federalist.
All right, let me clear it up for you.
No, let's, Mark, were you going to clear it up? Because if you could clear it up, you'd probably clear it up better than...
Sure. So Jefferson was an anti... is that right? Jefferson was an anti-federalist, and Hamilton was a federalist. Hamiltonians, John Jay, Alexander Hamilton, I can't remember the other guy who wrote in the Federalist Papers, advocated for a more strong federal government over the Articles of Confederation that were in place at the time. Thomas Jefferson and his crew argued against, and the Federalists won. There are states that call themselves commonwealths, and I can't tell that there is a distinction between that and a state.
Right, not today.
I would prefer,
Ricky, a confederacy of smaller states than a homogeneous than what we have today. I can volunteer that much.
If I may, Johnny Ray, one thing about the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and when I say I'm a deputy, I am a deputy. I took the traditional oath 3 times.
Who is it administered by?
It's kind of a strange thing to call yourself an enemy of the state and get also tout the fact that you're a deputy of it.
But who administered this oath?
The parole office.
The parole office. Okay, I gotcha.
Right. Now, what I mean by that is, you see, think of it this way. Basically, I have jurisdiction. Now, when you compare me to the state cops, you have Section 25 and 26 with the non-interference rules of our Constitution of Article I. See, when it comes down to it, Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, is an independent, sovereign commonwealth. Now, there are other independent sovereign territories in the world. To my knowledge, it's the only independent sovereign commonwealth. Now, if you want to check on that, you can.
What about the other commonwealths? Do they have the power to tax the Commonwealth, as you understand it?
Okay, that's the biggest problem we're going through right now in PA. See, we have the non-interference of the state. As an example, that's where Section 25 and 26 come in. Now,
the non-interference of the state into what?
The state has been overstepping its boundaries, especially when it comes to state supervisors who can only supervise. That really pisses them off.
Well, how do you hold the state accountable for overstepping its boundaries? Because they all do it, right? Like, not just your Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but every state government, the United States, city governments, town governments, county governments, they all step out of their boundaries.
I can maybe help with that. Myself, I was recently speaking to the congressman's office about this exact matter because it's become a very big problem. I'm going to give you a perfect example of that. Just this past Wednesday, in fact, I have to admit, I smoke like a stack. I go into my local gas station where I usually get my tobacco, and I go in there, I see my boy, and I says, all right, let's get some good stuff red here. And he says, okay, $21.95? Well, how much is the crisscross? $21.95. Well, the state went around $10. It was jacked up. It's a hidden distribution tax. I'm pissed. Now, here.
So that's why you contacted a congressman?
No.
See, this
is
your problem, Ricky. You jump all over damn place, and it's hard to understand what the hell you're talking about. What is you contacting the congressman have anything to do with a hidden tobacco tax?
Because it's even worse than that, because the problem is state supervisors have been overstepping their boundaries and interfering. What the hell are you laughing at?
Because you're so funny. Thanks for the call tonight, Ricky. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, calling your congressman isn't going to do anything to stop the state from overstepping its boundaries.
Well, I mean, it will if you know your Section 25 from your Section 26 and your relevant Part I's.
I'm only familiar with my Section 8.
I doubt the congressman even knows the differences between those things, whatever they are. So, yeah, if you want to stop the state from overstepping its boundaries, that's a much bigger project, and it's going to require a large number of people. Now, I'm not saying people shouldn't try to do something where they are, right? Like, go ahead, contact the congressman. It can't hurt. I guess it could waste your time, but that's about it. It's only going to waste your
time. It's only your time.
There's a lot of people, a lot of ways to waste your time. Facebook is one of them. So if you're going to, waste some time, you can waste your time contacting.
I'm pretty sure most of us are doing that most of the time. So, yeah.
Go ahead, do that. That's fine. But if you actually get enough people together to, in one geographic area, who are real libertarians, who are principled, liberty-loving people, as we're doing here in New Hampshire, there's a couple of active movements, migrations of people to come here. That's why the three of us are here in New Hampshire, is because of those active migrations. There's the Free State Project, there's the Shire Society, and then there's just people who are moving without joining any kind of overarching organization, people who just want to be more free. If people like that come to the same geographic area, then you can actually elect people who are willing to hold the state accountable to some extent. We've actually got libertarians who've been elected here as Republicans and Democrats here in New Hampshire. Now, Johnny Ray, I know that's not your solution, but you did come here anyway because there was some value to you to being around libertarians, right?
Yeah, I think that having a libertarian elected is more of a side effect of a better thing that's happening,
which is creating a community of libertarians in one place.
Yeah, the state house, they're all about their legislation and their laws, and the English language is not strong enough to contain even one man.
This is true.
You have to not murder and not steal, and that's enough.
Unfortunately, the government continues to do those things, and they aren't going to stop doing those things until we can have a total paradigm shift about what the state is and whether or not it should be involved in our lives and whether or not it should exist. And we're never going to have that paradigm shift unless we can get to a certain point of saturation where there are enough libertarians in a given geographic area within a society that can have a positive effect on the people that are around them. It's not enough for one libertarian to stand on the side of the road holding a sign. That's never going to change anything. It's not enough for one libertarian radio show to be on a few radio stations. That's good, but it's not really going to, have the effect. People have to hear libertarianism on the radio. They have to see it on television. They have to see it in their Facebook or Twitter feeds.
It has to be normalized.
Right. It has to be something they're hearing over dinner conversations. It has to be something they hear talked about at church, at the knitting club, at the gun club, or wherever it is that they spend their time. They have to be able to encounter our ideas in different venues and hear it from different people. And that's why that concentration is going to be the key factor into seeing any of these things change in our lifetime. 855-450-FREE. If you want to learn more about that migration, go to ShireSociety.com. We're coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Free. Join us on the radio here on this live Sunday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can Skype into the show. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can support Free Talk Live by going and shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there to Amazon, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go into the right Amazon for you and then get your shopping taken care of, get your same great deals you're used to, the same huge selection, the free Super Saver shipping, Amazon Prime, all of that. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live then gets a cut of Amazon's sale. So otherwise, Amazon keeps it all for themselves. If you go through shop.freetalklive.com, then they cut some off for Free Talk Live. So please do that. Just take that extra step. It makes a big difference. And if you want to save yourself the step, go there one time, click the link to the Amazon that's right for you, and then immediately bookmark the landing page. It's that landing page where you first go to Amazon, that landing page, that URL. It has our little code in it that identifies us. So if you want to, just bookmark that landing page. And then you never have to go to shop.freetalklive.com again. Just keep going back to your bookmark, and then it's instantaneous, and it still helps us. So once again, start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Coming up, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. But first, we go to David. He's in New Mexico on via Skype. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I tried calling yesterday, but we ran out of time.
Yeah,
do you remember that woman that, and if you're listening, Angela, do you remember that woman Angela that called you last night?
There were a lot of female callers last night, more than usual on Free Talk.
Remind me.
Yeah. She was calling from Humboldt County in California rather than from the hurricane area.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was the caller who had been screwed over by the court system.
Yeah, and I wanted to call and reinforce what she was saying, because for those, in my experience, those of you in this country and other countries that are lucky enough to not have experienced that, really don't have any idea what it's like and the extent of it. It hasn't affected you, and therefore it's not really on your radar. And we're kind of out here fighting all by ourselves and suffering. Did you remember hearing the emotion in her voice?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
We've heard call after call after call. Usually it's from men, which is why her call was particularly unusual.
We have had a few women, but over the years.
It's unusual for it to be a female who gets screwed over as compared to the men in the family court system. But nonetheless, it is a very unfair, very tortuous system that hurts a lot of innocent people by stealing their kids from them, and that's frustrating. And it's always hard to take those calls because I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't know what to say besides, well, you know, I'm glad we could be here to give you a place to, you know, say your piece, because what else can you really do to change this situation?
Well, I can answer that for you. And okay. First of all, let me say that actually there are just about as many women that are affected by this as there are men. You know, you may be getting more male callers, but there are just about as many. And yet, yes, the courts still do favor the women, but the women are getting screwed over in different ways. It's two different things. Men are usually getting screwed over one aspect of custody and one set of circumstances that happened to them. And for women, they're getting screwed over in basically equal amounts, and in some ways even more, but they're getting screwed over different issues. What you can do is just try to spread the word to the people that are listening to you, to whatever they do in their political lives. Tell their electeds, you know what? We're not taking this crap anymore, and knock it off. And the electeds know exactly what the courts are doing. They know exactly what the Child Protective Services are doing, and they know it's illegal. Like, remember, I stated to
if
you,
the courts are doing it, it's probably going to be found to be legal by the other courts. It's very unlikely that the higher courts are going to overturn an entire family court system.
Well, wait a minute. Remember, I was just about to offer you this again, because people forget and people think that I'm just blowing smoke and people are, you know, making stories up, whatever. Remember there is a case. The lower court judge illegally sold my children to another man. Mm-hmm. I call it sold because it was an illegal adoption, and I appealed M. Monica Zamora's selling of my children to her very own New Mexico Court of Appeals, and three judges that are above her level, a panel of three judges unanimously sided with me and decided.
Sure. You've told us that before, and that's important. I'm glad you were able to repeat it for our new listeners. But didn't that same judge also then get a promotion to the very same court that threw it back in her face?
Not a promotion. Her family, the Zamora family in New Mexico, hi Gino and hi M. Monica, their family put up $1 million cash to have available in a war chest to get her elected to the New Mexico Court of Appeals.
She's not appointed. Okay. Okay.
Exactly. It's elected. But the deal is, yeah, she got herself appointed to that very court. Well, one good thing, she got the hell out of the children's court where she was screwing over. She was in a trial court where she had the power to screw over people in front, you know, in her court. Now at least she's in an appeals court where she's not in the first line of being able to screw people over. She's, you know, reviewing decisions.
I don't know if that's something to be happy about.
Okay, I got your specifics on your case. You said that you had a solution for us, and that was to tell the elected officials to knock it off. Now, Free Talk Live goes on the air 7 days a week and tells elected officials to knock it off on everything under the sun.
Well, they're not listening to our show, Mark.
We don't spend a lot of time on family court issues. And one of the reasons is when it comes to family court, there's two sides.
And probably at least three sides.
One caller. You got one caller and more than one side.
Yeah.
And that's the difficulty here. You know, I could have the most, you know, egregious child rapist call in and tell a sad story about what happens with their child, and I get, you know, that lady likely has some very good points in her case, but I have no idea what her husband says, and that's the disempowerment that I have around those kind of calls.
I can simplify it for you. The courts and lawyers, they deal in findings of fact and conclusions of law. There is nothing else. There are findings of facts. In other words, there's facts and there's law. That's all there is. That's all that matters. You decide on the facts and the law. And so what I do and what everybody else should be doing is to defeat what you said about, you know, he said, she said, forget about the he said, she said. When I cite to you things, I make a point of saying that this is an adjudicated fact. The fact, like I defeated M. Monica Zamora. That's an adjudicated fact. If I say to you...
That's great, but it hasn't done anything to stop future abuses. I mean, it's ultimately not going to change the system.
No, it absolutely does stop future abuses. Here's one, for instance. Because I am the jerk that I am, you could do a little fun little game. You could call virtually any politician in the state of New Mexico and ask them if they know David. You don't even need my last name. Ask them if they know who the hell David is. And half the time or more, they will know who I am. And you can...
That's
you
a
can
pretty
go
big
from
claim.
There.
Ian, you got the same reputation here in New Hampshire.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I don't feel like I've been provided with a new answer on how to deal with callers that have family court issues. I still kind of feel like I don't know what he was trying to
give you that answer. He was trying to say how to change the system or whatever, stop the abuses.
Well, yeah, I mean, the more you know about the court system, the less you're going to get jerked around by it.
I mean, one guy set himself on fire here to protest the family courts in Keene. He actually literally set himself ablaze and killed himself out in front of the courthouse.
What kind of change do you think that resulted?
I don't think it resulted in any kind of change.
I don't think it did either.
They painted over it the next day.
I would recommend jurisdictionary.com for learning how to deal with issues like that. It's a great course. But
does it cover family court? I think it mostly is civil.
Still, you took more of it than I did, but
it
talks about
civil court.
Motions and those. Family court kind of is civil court,
sort of, I guess, but there's different rules.
Some different rules.
Yeah. Well, nonetheless, you're certainly knowing as much as you can going into court obviously will help individually. Being willing to do what David did and appeal a case is helpful. You know, being able to be willing to do that if you can afford an attorney, obviously that helps. But doing it on your own, it can't hurt to appeal and take an argument to an appeal. But that's just something to affect your own individual case. That doesn't affect other people's cases. It doesn't affect the family court system or anything like that. The toll-free number here, should you wish to join us, is 855-450-FREE. There needs to be some sort of meaningful reform put into play, and I don't know exactly what that would look like. And I think that's where a lot of the people, the activists like David, could work on some sort of reform to the system if there was actual interest from politicians in doing that, and I don't know whether there is or not. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The system is built to be unwieldy. It's built to be difficult to change, and that means a lot of other people are going to be abused by it between now and then, and that's tragic. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.